Parshas Toldos. So at the end of this week's parsha, the Torah comes and tells us that Yitzchak commanded Yaakov not to take a wife from Benos Kenan, and therefore, Kum Lech Padena Aram, go, get up, go to Paden Aram, the house of Besuel. V'kach lechom isham isham ibnos Lavan achi imecha. And take a wife from there. And ultimately, the Torah tells us, Vayishlach Yitzchak is Yaakov, that Yitzchak sent Yaakov, Vayelech Padena Aram, and he went to Padan Aram, El Lavan ben Besuel ho Amarami, to Lavan, the son of Besuel, Achi Rivka, the brother of Rivka, who was the Aim Yaakov Esav, who was the mother of Yaakov and Esav. That's very straightforward, though it's very difficult to digest, is Rashi's pshat, Rashi's perush, Rashi's commentary on those last words of Aim Yaakov Esav, Zok Rashi. Rashi says, Eini yodea ma'al lamdenu, I have no idea what these words of Aim Yaakov, that Rivka is the mother of Yaakov and Esav. What is it coming to teach us? Those are Rashi's words. Rashi is dumbfounded as to why the Torah decides to tell us that Rivka was the mother of Yaakov and Esav. In other words, we know it. Does the Torah tell us that? No. But through reading the entire story from the beginning of this week's parsha until the end of this week's parsha, we can extrapolate, we can deduce, we can know and understand that ultimately Rivka was the mother of Yaakov and Esav. But yet the Torah has to come and tell us that beferish explicitly, which comes to Rashi questioning, Eini yodea ma melamdenu, what is it that we're coming to learn from these words of Rivka, the mother of Yaakov and Esav? So tonight, I would like to give a pshat, a simple understanding as to why it is that the Torah feels compelled to spell it out for us that Rivka was the mother of Yaakov and Esav. That's our first question. Our second question is, we know that towards the beginning of this week's parsha, the Torah tells us that Yitzchak loved Esav, ki tzayid bepiv, the Rivka ohebes as Yaakov, but Rivka loved Yaakov. Vayozed Yaakov nazid, and Yaakov was boiling a stew, vayavo Esav ben asadeh, and Esav came from the field, v'hu ayev, and he was tired. Vayomer Esav el Yaakov, and Esav says to Yaakov, haliteni nam min ha'adom, pour into me now some of this very red, ha'adom hazeh, this very red stuff, ki ayev anochi, because I am very tired, al kein kerashim o'edom, and therefore Esav, his name, he was called Edom. Very difficult to digest the act of asking Yaakov to pour me this very red stuff to Alkain, therefore, Kara Shemo Edom, his name is called Edom. That was a one-time act. Asks Rabbi Baruch Finkel, Hare Shemo Shel Edom Nikva Lefi Amahushalo. The name of a person is established based upon who he is, his essence. Ve'ilukan Hayazem Ura Chad Pamid. This was a one-time act. Kasher Esav Haya ben Chamesh Esrei Shana Ra'av Vayev. He was tired. And because of this one-time act of asking Yaakov for a food that happened to be red, now Al-Kain Karashimu Edom, he will forever be referred to and known as Edom, as the red one. Very difficult to digest. That's our second question. And our third and final question is, the Torah tells us that food that Yaakov was preparing, this ha'adom ha'adom hazeh, was adoshim adumos. They were red lentils. The oso hayom, and on that day, says Rashi, meis Avram, Avram had died. Shelo yireh, so that he shall not see, as Esav ben Beno, his grandson Esav, Yotze Litarbus Ra, depart for bad ways. Shehiftichu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised him. Lefikach, therefore, Kitzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chamesh Shanim Mishnosav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut his years short by five. She Yitzchak chai mea ushmonim shana, for Yitzchak had lived 180 years. Vizeh, and this one, referring to Avram Avinu, lived v'shivim v'chameh shana, mea v'shivim chameh shana, 175 years. Ubishel Yaakov adoshim, so Yaakov was cooking lentils. Lahavro says ha'evel, to provide food for the avel, the mourner Yitzchak. Now let's just take something as a given. And this is learnt out from Psukim. Avraham Avinu died when he was 175 years old. Avraham Avinu was 160 years old when Yaakov and Esav were born. Which means that Yaakov and Esav were 15 years old when Avraham Avinu died. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekatzer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shortened Avraham Avinu's life by 5 years, because it was at the age of 15 that Esav was already going in his bad ways. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Avraham Avinu to see that Esav was acting in such a way. And therefore, at the age of 15, when he started going L'tarbus Ra, it was at that point that Avraham Avinu died. That's what Rashi is telling us. Meis Avram shelo yireh, so that he shall not see, as Esav ben Beno, Esav his grandson, yotze L'tarbus Ra. He'd go on his bad ways. And therefore, Kitzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chamesh Shanim Mishnosav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut his life short by 5 years. This Maimer Chazal is very difficult to digest. In lieu of the fact that the Torah tells us, Vaygdelu HaNe'arim, and the Na'arim, the young ones, grew up. Vayihi Esav ish yodea tzayit ish shadeh. Esav became a man who knows to hunt. V'Yaakov Ishtam. Yaakov was an Ishtam who was Yoshev Oholim. He was a man who sat in the Beis Medrash. And Rashi comes and tells us, what does it mean, V'yigdalu ha'ne'arim? Kol zman shehayu kitanim. All the while that they were kitanim, they were minors, they were small. Lo hayu nikarim b'maaseyem. They were not distinguishable in their actions, in their deeds. Their behavior was the same. Vein adam midaktik bohem. And no one could really discern between them. Ma tivam. What their nature was. But kevan shenasu b'nei shalosh esrei shana. But once they turned 13 years old, zeh perash lebate midrashos, this one, referring to Yaakov, went off to a Beis Medrash, vezeh perash labodazara, and the other one set out for a life of idolatry. Wait a second. From this Maimer Chazal, from this Medrash, it tells us that already at the age of 13, Esav had gone off to the Beis Avodah Zarah. But from the other Maimer Chazal, the other Maimer that Rashi quotes, it tells us that he was 15 years old. Which means that there were 2 years that have to be accounted for where Avraham Avinu witnessed Esav going and doing Avodah Zarah. But what about the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekatzer? He shortened Avraham Avinu's life by 5 years so that he shall not witness Tarbuzra, Esav going off into his bad ways. That's our third question. So I believe that there's a very big difference between both cases. If you look at Rashi very carefully, the Rashi that tells us that he went and distinguished himself in his behavior at the age of 13. It says, "Vizeh perash la'avodah zarah," that at the age of 13, he went and he set out for idolatry. The Chazal that tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shortened his life by 5 years, and that was the age of 15 for Esav, it says that he went Litarbos Ra, to bad ways. Those are two totally different things. In other words, for Avraham Avinu, at the age of 13, when he was 13, when Esav was 13 and Avraham was 173, for Avraham to witness Esav going off to do Avodah Zarah, that doesn't frighten Avraham Avinu. That doesn't scare him. That's not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid for him to see. After all, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Akum that Avraham Avinu, he was in Oved Avodah Zarah. Meshuka b'Or Kazdim. He was immersed in Or Kazdim among the idolaters, Hatipshim, the fools. The Avi v'Imo, his father, his mother, v'chol ha'am, and the entire people, Ovdim Avodah Zarah, worshipped idols, v'hu haya oved imayim, and he worshipped idols with them. Till he finally saw the light. He was able to distinguish HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being authentic, as being real, as being echad, and the Avodah Zarah is nothing, ishtuyot. V'hischil la'amod v'likros b'kol gadol l'chol ha'am, and he began to stand up and to announce with the great voice to all the people, to tell them, Sheyesh Eloka Echad, L'chol Olam V'lo Roy La'avod, that there's only one God that needs to be served and bowed down to, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Malchei Hamlachim. So now Esav is 13 years old. He's setting off for a life of Avodah Zarah. Avraham Avinu, that's what he knows how to do. That's what he spent his whole life doing. He was able to convince people that idolatry is wrong. It's tipshus. It's stupidity. It's narishkeit. It has no value. That's Avraham Avinu's element. He was one of them. He lived among them. To see that his grandson went off to Avodah Zarah, on the contrary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to see that perhaps Avraham Avinu can come and be Makarev, his ben beno, his grandchild, the son of his beloved son Yitzchak. That he was able to see. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to see. That doesn't frighten Avraham Avinu. Now Avraham Avinu is in his element. But Tarbus Ra, bad ways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cutting his life short because he was Yotze L'Tarbus Ra, that's something totally different. Avraham Avinu couldn't digest, couldn't understand Tarbus Ra. What is Tarbus Ra? Tarbus Ra is Esav coming in from the field, hunting, being exhausted. And Yaakov Avinu, sensing a weakness, comes and says, Michra Kayom, Es bichoraschali, sell your birthright to me. And Esav says, Hine anochi olech lamus. Today we live, we drink, because tomorrow we're going to die. B'lama zeli b'chora, why do I need this? Until finally, Yaakov made Esav swear. He swore to him, and actually sold Es bichoraschali Yaakov. And Yaakov gave Esav lechem unezid adashim, gave him bread and lentil soup. And what happened? Esav ate and he drank. He got up, he left. Vayivez Esav is habechora. He went and he belittled the Bechorah. And Rashi tells us, Heyir HaKosiv Al Risho, this pasuk testifies to his rishos, to his wickedness. Shebiza Avodosel Shalmakam, that he belittled the Avodah, the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was willing to exchange a world of eternity. He was willing to exchange Olam Haba for the Olam Hazeh. He was willing to exchange a world of eternity for a finite world. For that, Avraham Avinu couldn't fathom. He couldn't understand. He couldn't conceptually understand the notion of giving up eternity for food to eat and drink. Food to eat, something that I have now but gone in a few moments. For that, that was far into Avraham. He couldn't tolerate that. He couldn't witness a grandchild of his going off with Tarbus Ra, bad ways. That's not Avodah Zarah. It's Avodah. Granted, it's Zara, it's alien, but it's still Avodah. It's still something. There's some purpose, some meaning, perhaps. They're trying to tap into something spiritual. Granted, it's a toast, it's a mistake. But to live for this world without any deeper meaning, that would have destroyed Avraham Avinu's core. That he couldn't tolerate. And ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekatzer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shortened his days by 5 years. Esav's act of taking a bowl of lentil soup wasn't just a one-time act, but it defined his essence. That is who he was. He defined who he was, how he lives his life, what is important to him, where his values are. By that one statement that perhaps is innocuous, Ha'aliteni na min ha'adom, ha'adom hazeh. So what we thought was a one-time act of Esav, where he was tired and hungry. Give me that red. That's not a one-time act. That statement defined his very essence. That is who he was. He gave up the rights to the firstborn to do the avoda and the Beis Hamikdash. That one statement defined his life for eternity. That Esav and the Bnei Esav and Edom and Yavon, the Greek culture, the Greek methodology, the Greek way of life, is all about vanity and all about Olam Hazeh. What was repulsive to Avram, something that he couldn't witness, was his grandchild defining himself by Olam Hazeh. That's not a one-time act. He defined himself. Ha'aliteni na min ha'adom ha'adom hazeh. And that is precisely why I believe the Torah comes and articulates with great detail who was Rivka. Vayishlach Yitzchak es Yaakov vayelech padena Aram. That Yitzchak sent Yaakov and he went to Padan Aram to Lavan, the son of Bisuel Ho'arami, the brother of Rivka. Who was Rivka? Don't we know who she is? Doesn't the Torah tell us, Vayitrotzu habanim b'kirbah shnei goyim b'bitneich, she is carrying twins, she has two nations within her. She was carrying these two children. She davened, she couldn't have children. Don't we already know who she is, that she's the mother of Yaakov and Esav? Indeed we do. But what the Torah is telling us is not just who she was in terms of who are her children, but the Torah is defining for us her essence, what she stood for, what her value set was, what she found chiyus in, where she got her greatest geshmak, her enjoyment, her fulfillment in her life. She was a proud mother. So she didn't just do what mothers do. They have to do. Mothers are obligated to come and raise children and prepare food or nurture. Yes. No. That's not good enough. In aim, a mother has to define herself as these are my children and I am their mother. That is my essence. That is how I define myself. Torah is describing for us what her value set is. So indeed, yes, we know that she had given birth to two boys. We knew one was a tzaddik, one was a rasha. But the Torah is telling us that Rivka's values, she defined herself as an aim, as a mother. That was her greatest chias, her greatest joy in life. In this week's parsha, Esav, he defined himself where his values lied. His values lied in the fact that he wanted a red bowl of lentil soup. And ultimately, Al-Kain Kirashimo Edom. And the Torah is defining for us how Rivka saw herself. And that was as an aim, as a mother to Yaakov and even Esav. And ultimately, Avraham Avinu, the father of Am Yisrael, his values were Olam Haba, were a world of Nitzchi. That was what he had hoped to pass down to his children and grandchildren. Esav didn't share that value. And Baruch Hashem, Rivka was able to pass that value set, at least to Yaakov. The extension, the continuity of Avraham Avinu's lifelong mission, which was Olam Haba, the next world, the Olam HaNitzchi, the world of eternity. Not a here and the now, a bowl of lentil soup. Have a good day.